Picture a woman so consumed by betrayal that she would destroy what she loves most to punish the man who wronged her. This is the heart of Euripides' Medea, a play that shocked ancient Athens in 431 BCE, yet speaks with disturbing clarity to modern audiences. When first performed, this tale of infanticide was so unsettling, it placed last in Athens' prestigious dramatic competition. Today, it ranks among the most frequently performed Greek tragedies, with productions starring luminaries from Maria Callas to Diana Rigg. Even Beyoncé referenced the vengeful sorceress in Lemonade, showing how this ancient exploration of betrayal continues to resonate. What makes this play endure? Perhaps it's Euripides' revolutionary willingness to place us in the mind of someone committing the unthinkable, forcing us to understand her rage before recoiling from her revenge. Medea, a princess and sorceress from Colchis, abandoned everything for Jason during his quest for the Golden Fleece. She betrayed her father, killed her brother, and left her homeland. After 10 years of marriage and exile and bearing 2 sons in Corinth, Jason abandons her for a politically advantageous marriage to the king's daughter. Her situation is especially dire as both a woman and foreigner in Greek society. Without citizenship or family connections, divorce leaves her utterly vulnerable. She laments, "Of all things with life and understanding, we women are the most miserable creatures. First, we must buy a husband at great expense and take a master over our bodies. If we get a good one, life is tolerable. If not, death is preferable." This speech would have shocked Athenian audiences with its feminist critique of marriage as an institution. Yet Euripides compels his audience to acknowledge the truth in her words. Unlike most women, Medea possesses extraordinary intelligence and magical powers, resources she will use with devastating precision. What elevates Medea beyond mere sensationalism is Euripides' psychological portrait of a woman torn between maternal love and vengeful rage. Rather than depicting a one-dimensional monster, he reveals Medea's agonizing internal struggle as she contemplates killing her children to punish Jason. In her famous monologue, we witness this battle. "Oh, my heart, don't do this deed. Oh, miserable me, let them go, spare the children. Living there with me, they will give you joy. No, by the avenging furies in hell, I will never leave my children for my enemies to abuse. They must die in any case, and since they must, I, who gave them birth, will kill them." This speech reveals revenge's twisted logic. Medea convinces herself that killing her children protects them from worse abuse. More profoundly, it shows how revenge consumes its perpetrator. To hurt Jason most effectively, Medea must destroy what she herself loves most. "I understand what evil I am about to do," she acknowledges, "but my passion is stronger than my reason thoughts." This isn't simple madness, but a complex state where emotion overwhelms reason while remaining conscious of moral implications. While Medea dominates the play, Jason represents a fascinating study in self-deception. Once the glorious hero who captured the Golden Fleece, he now appears as a calculating opportunist who has convinced himself his betrayal benefits everyone. When confronted by Medea's rage, he reframes his abandonment as pragmatism. "I did not make this royal marriage because I was tired of your bed, but with the best intentions." This rationalization reveals Jason's fundamental flaw, his inability to recognize emotional realities beyond practical considerations. His moral bankruptcy becomes evident when he suggests Medea should be grateful rather than jealous. This stunning lack of empathy explains why Medea's revenge proves so effective. Jason cannot imagine his actions have consequences beyond his calculated plans. Jason recognizes his error only when it's too late. After Medea kills their children, he finally acknowledges what she had been telling him. "Now I understand, but I did not then." His final appearance, begging merely to touch his children's bodies and being denied even this, completes his fall from hero to pathetic victim. Medea presents a disturbing theological paradox. While Greek tragedy typically shows divine justice punishing wrongdoers, here a child murderer receives divine assistance. After killing her children, Medea appears in a flying chariot sent by her grandfather, the sun god Helios. From this godlike position, she taunts Jason while keeping him from his children's bodies. Rather than restoring moral order, this divine intervention validates her vengeance. The play suggests divine justice operates differently from human morality. Characters invoke Zeus as guardian of oaths, emphasizing the sacred nature of Jason's broken marriage vows. In the divine economy, Jason's betrayal apparently outweighs even infanticide. This creates profound discomfort. If God sanctions such extreme vengeance, what moral framework can humans trust? As the chorus observes, "The gods accomplish many things against our expectation. What we thought would happen does not come to pass, while the god finds a way to bring about the unexpected." Euripides, born around 480 BCE during Athens' Golden Age, emerged as a revolutionary voice challenging societal foundations. While less successful than Sophocles and Aeschylus in his time, his morally ambiguous characters feel remarkably modern today. Aristophanes mocked him as a dangerous radical who questioned the gods and created fallen women and ruined heroes. Euripides democratized tragedy by introducing realistic lower-class characters, slaves, nurses, and common soldiers, whose perspectives were previously absent from the stage. Medea premiered in 431 BCE, just as Athens and Sparta began the devastating Peloponnesian War. The play's exploration of revenge seems almost prophetic of the violence that would soon engulf Greek civilization. His sympathetic portrayal of a barbarian woman triumphing over a Greek hero challenged assumptions about gender, ethnicity, and justice when Athens increasingly defined itself against others. His fully realized female characters rail against societal constraints, expressing rage and desire that shocked ancient audiences but resonate powerfully today. 25 centuries later, Medea continues to shock audiences worldwide. Its power stems from Euripides' refusal to provide simple moral judgments, instead forcing us to confront disturbing aspects of human experience. Betrayal, rage, revenge, and destroying what we love. Medea remains relevant through its exploration of marginalized identity and power. As both woman and foreigner, Medea initially appears powerless yet refuses these limitations. Her declaration, "I would rather stand three times in battle array than give birth once," acknowledges women's suffering while refusing to be defined by it. The play raises uncomfortable questions about audience complicity. We initially align with Medea's righteous anger before being horrified by its consequences, forcing examination of our own capacity for vengeance. When justice systems fail societies marginalized, Medea's refusal of victimhood, however repugnant, represents active resistance. Her final image, escaping human judgment while bearing her action's burden, remains powerfully ambiguous. She challenges us to consider when justified anger becomes monstrous, questions as urgent now as in ancient Athens.